Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is you're listening to this. This is the Main Event Podcast, hosted here by, of course, Egg Footy and Jack Wallace. And our first podcast after a win. Very, very good shit. And I'm so happy that we finally got it, albeit against North Melbourne. Egg, mate, how are you doing on this fine day?
I'm all right, man. Still a little bit tired after my trip, but yep. Very relieved that we got a win. That's the first thing I thought of when the final siren went. I'm like, hell yeah, we finally get to do one of these after we've actually won a game.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking like, it feels so fresh now, man. Like, it's like, we finally get to do a podcast episode after finally winning a game. I was starting to question if us covering the games was a part of a curse or something like that, but I'm glad I didn't need to get to that conclusion there. But yeah, you went to Gather Round, man. Tell me about it. How was it, dude? Like, you said earlier, you're glad you went. So tell me about it, dude.
It was a really good weekend. It was, an interesting weekend. Personally, there was some interesting stuff that happened, but I won't be getting into that.
Yeah.
I got to go to the games with my mates, which is a good time. The place I was staying at was okay. The city itself is all right. I wouldn't go there if it wasn't for the footy.
Yeah.
Personally, because it doesn't seem like there's much else to really do there. But yeah, no, it's a great weekend. It's incredible. Like, you know, it's incredible to experience for sure.
Yeah, man. I want to. It's on the bucket list now to actually go to a gather round, or maybe just wait for it to come here. But I don't know if that's going to be, you know, what, in like 5 years' time. I don't know, because I imagine Tasmania will probably be the place that gets it next. But of course, we'll talk more about sort of the future of gather round later in the show. As we wrap up our review about North Melbourne. But yeah, for now, man, it was just sort of, man, I'm jealous you got to go. Like, what was your favorite game of the weekend? Obviously, other than ours.
I don't know. Either Freo Carlton or Collingwood Hawthorn. Probably Collingwood Hawthorn, I think.
Yeah.
Bangers. Just, yeah, it was crazy watching Hawthorn almost come back and win the game.
Absolute scenes, dude. It was fucking insane. Like, ended up going 9-for-9 on my tipping this weekend, and I was clenching by the fourth quarter of that Hawthorn Collingwood game, dude. It was like, that was intense. So at the ground, I imagine it would have been even worse. And God, imagine the amount of sad Collingwood supporters you would be around if Hawthorn would have got the job done. Like, I imagine all the Collingwood fans showed up, man.
They did well. I got to hand it to them. They did very well. Yeah, like the place was rocking. It was an incredible atmosphere.
Yeah, and we don't get to really like experience that unless you're flying down to Melbourne for like a Collingwood Brisbane game. Obviously, you got to get it to the MCG as well. But the MCG on Grand Final day was kind of like, it was still obviously Collingwood, like a lot of Collingwood fans there. But I felt like just with the amount of Lions fans they showed out, it could have almost been a neutral sort of game, but. So being able to experience that Collingwood crowd, and I've never experienced it. I've just heard the stories from their own supporters and, you know, people who've seen Collingwood play live. It's one of the last teams I'm yet to see play live for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, being around a Collingwood, like a lot of passionate Collingwood fans, like as much as we don't like them, that would still be an absolute vibe, I guess. Like, it would make for a fun day out. But yeah, of course, we ended up getting the win over North Melbourne at Norwood Oval. The most interesting shaped oval I've ever seen in my life. Tell me about, how was the atmosphere at Norwood Oval?
It was surprisingly okay. Like, Norwood's a very, very beautiful ground, despite the fact that the oval's really weirdly shaped. The Brisbane people who came to watch the game were really good, really loud. It's surreal seeing such a high profile sport in such a high profile league be played at such a small footy ground.
Yeah.
And the thing is with Norwood, like on the side, on the boundary near where the 15 meter starts on the boundary, if that makes sense, on the interchange bench side, there's the boundary, and then there's a brick wall like right here.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's like
if you go, like you see some players like smack into the fence sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you got to be careful, you don't like end up smacking into the concrete wall. Like,
Yeah,
it's strange for sure.
Along the long straight line that the boundary line was, it made for such an interesting like contest in the midfield, particularly in that part of the ground. Like, you got so many guys kicking out in the full, or at least you'd anticipate that because it's such a straight line. But it looked like a good time, man. Like, what was the venue actually like? Like, I mean, of course, you said it's a suburban oval. Being able to see the Lions play at a suburban oval is sort of it's a dream of mine, of course. But I know I don't get to see that ever here until they probably bring Gather around here, and hope and pray I don't get a Optus game. But yeah, how was like the venue itself, dude?
It's a older venue, but like it still functioned very well given like the massive capacity that they were faced with. I think the crowd was almost like 10,000, I think. Let me double check real quick.
I mean, it looked packed like all weekend long, man. Like they didn't have any proper like stands or anything there, like they had at Adelaide Hills or obviously at Adelaide Oval. It was basically just, it looked as suburban as it could possibly get, man. And that would have been such a day out. Especially to watch us like win, you know.
It was, yeah. Yeah, it was the venue held up okay, all things considered. Like, you can tell like it's old. Here we go, 9,037, and the Richmond St Kilda game was 9,425, also at Norwood Oval. So yeah, it was a lot of people there. And there was not a lot of room for real estate. We got lucky. We got like right next to the goals, me and my mates, and you got a pretty close view of the action, which is cool to see. But yeah, definitely like suburban oval vibes, not a lot of actual like seating. You had to like just like stand up pretty much for the entire time, not a lot of shade either, but that was cool. Like it's a really nice oval. I just wish the ground was a bit more traditionally shaped, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like it wasn't an oval, it was like fucking, I don't know, like a rectangle,
like a minion. Yeah, fucking Despicable Me minion.
It was so weird to see. I mean, once I noticed that straight line, I could not see it anymore. But like, so I imagine like getting tickets there, like you're not buying a seat, you're just buying a general admission, right? And then like,
yeah,
it's just winner take all, basically, like get the first in, first serve. Like, did you have to get there hell early to get that seat?
Reasonably early. The thing is, like, we just got like free general admission tickets through my family's membership, so I had two tickets for free pretty much, and
yeah,
that was just GA.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're pretty much just like first in, first, but best dressed.
Yeah, it would have been sick, man. Like, it's just six seats too. Like, I don't know, like I'm just fucking jealous of it, man. Like, everyone that I go to tape with and do radio with all went to Gather Round this weekend, and it looked like an absolute great time. Like, even though one of them got sick after, I think it was the Friday night game, and he was an Eagles supporter and missed his Eagles, almost actually beat the Swans. But yeah, it was just like, looked like such a good time, dude. I'm so jealous. But and we'll get onto the game as well here. Like, of course, you know, we get up over North Melbourne, 112 to 42, basically 70 points. And fun fact, I think it was the next game, not the next game, but like the next night when Port played, I think it was, shit, who played? Essendon?
Essendon. That was the same night. Like, we played in the Arvo, and then Essendon, right, Port Adelaide Friday night. It was same margin, I think.
Literally, I think we were 70 points and they were 69 points, like in the exact same points. So Essendon also scored 42 points, and Port Adelaide scored 111. Like, absolutely insane. If they were one more behind, and we could have been matching, but we beat them by 1 point. Anyway, great game, man. Really fun, yeah, relaxing great game. Like, I didn't have to stress for once. Like, how are you feeling throughout it? Like, just having fun the whole time?
I was pretty chill. Like, we got up to like a 50-point margin and at half time, and then after the third quarter started, North Melbourne kicked two goals in a row, and then I just clenched up like no way. Like there's a chance in fucking hell. Not against North. And then luckily we didn't let it happen. We nipped it in the bud early, and then we got control back, and then ended up being a 70-point game.
Yeah, man.
But like, other than that, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It felt like it just went so fast, and it was just like such a relaxing game to watch, especially after the first, you know, three games of the season we've had so far. Yeah, the three horror shows that I try to forget. it's sort of like, it just, it was, it felt good. And especially after all the bullshit in the media and, you know, what, all the Vegas shit too, like, it just feels like this team just, I feel like that all that stuff may have galvanized this team, you know, when they needed it the most, because I felt like they just came out with so much, like, just so much energy from the get-go, and that I wasn't any of this, like you have some contest and a guy just doesn't really try, sort of shies away from it. I felt like they just went hard at it all day long, and I don't know if it's just because it's North Melbourne, or if they have been galvanized a bit more since this, all this bullshit in the media came out, man. So I feel like this game may have done some good. I know it is North Melbourne, so take this win how you will with it. But I definitely think there's a lot to love here, and a lot of things to make you you know, optimistic about the season again, especially if you've been one of the doubters. So how does this one make you feel like in that regard?
Even though we were playing an easier team, we definitely looked better. Like, you just tell, like, they looked a lot more enthusiastic, a lot more energized, a lot more in sync. Yeah. Even Fagan after the game, he's like, yeah, like, little things like getting around the boys after they do something cool. Everyone celebrating a goal. That shit wasn't there in the first three games, but, like, that was back today against North Melbourne. And that was something that really stuck out to me. And even when Charlie kicked a goal, like, everybody comes and gets around him. Same with Hipwood as well.
Yeah.
We know they've had a rough start to the year, but, like, they had a really great, they both played fantastic, I think. And to see them, like, get back into form was really cool. Another player who, I'm not sure if you want to talk about this later, but another player who really stuck out to me was Kai Lohmann.
Absolutely.
I think he finally showed what he's capable of. Yeah. Played a full game of footy, and he really shone through. He was superb.
Yeah, man, it was like Kai Lohmann's fucking, like, seriously good breakout game from him. I know, again, inferior opposition, so we have to keep that in mind this entire recording and this entire podcast episode, that it was North Melbourne, but as you said, they just felt like there was just this energy and things about them that another team can't bring out of you, sort of thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's all up to us to get to that stage, you know, all the things you were just describing then. And I say it's 100% on the TV as well. Like, you just feel it. And it was just like a feel-good game for all of that because of all the trouble we've sort of had throughout the media and, you know, the stories that have come out. And it sort of just felt like that it just brought them closer, as I was sort of talking about before. And you could just see it with the effort. And, you know, they were there for each other and they're holding each other accountable. And even Eric Hipwood, man, like, something I think might be a trend might be that sometimes he just needs to kick up the ass from the media and, you know, all that. Like, sometimes that may be what he needs to get going again, because that's now twice that he's been under serious scrutiny and he's responded that very next game. You know, we had the Bulldogs one last year where Hippie and Joe were both getting, you know, dragged through fire on the on all of the media pages you can think of and all the news outlets. And then the next game against Collingwood, absolutely smashed them. And then this game here against North, you know, Eric Hipwood's just been under fire for a whole week, you know. And then he had a crack on he had a very good crack on Friday, man. Like, he was, sure, things were, could have been a bit smoother and maybe a bit cleaner on his end, but I felt like overall, man, like, that's a guy who's actually trying and gives a shit, you know what I mean? I was pretty impressed with him, Dan. I was impressed with everyone, but especially Kai Lohmann. Like, I've heard about the stories of Kai Lohmann and his good form in the VFL and the big games he can have, but I think that was him sort of making his statement at an AFL level now, and he could be someone that we could start to, you know, make that case for a seriously, like, a permanent spot in the best 22 if he continues to back this up, you know what I mean? So obviously you brought up Kai Lohmann, and absolutely just got me excited about him, man. So do you think he possibly could make a return on Thursday against the D's?
I think so. Like, honestly, why not? Like,
yeah,
you got to give him, like, you got to let him back himself up and do it again. Like, especially when he's still so young, and especially when he rejected big money to stay with us. Like,
yeah,
I think that's the least we owe him after he put in such a good performance.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the exact same thing. I think Kai will hopefully maintain his spot. If not, just maybe start on the bench, which he probably would do either way, just for the time being. But I think he's totally deserved himself a shot to play on the big stage this Thursday night, because it would be a massive game. Of course, we'll get to that a little bit later. You know, it's a game I'm fucking nervous about, but of course, we'll chat about that later. But in terms of Gather Round, though, of course, we had, you know, just the usual sort of Big Joey performance. I was very impressed with him as well. And of course, Dane Zorko, man, like he's absolutely looking amazing this year. It's like, I feel like he's just turned back the clock big time. Absolutely loving Zorko's work lately. And of course, we've got a bit of concern about Lachie Neale though, which is something I definitely wanted to touch on because he was playing on apparently a rolled ankle for like the last quarter or maybe the last quarter and a half, obviously because of, you know, what happened against Collingwood. But it looked like he may have had some troubles with it and, of course, got pulled in the last quarter. Are you worried about Lachie Neale at the moment? Are you worried that he may not play this Thursday night?
From what I heard, it was a precautionary thing, taking him off at in the end of the game. So, like, if it's just precautionary, like, they're trying to keep him fresh for Melbourne next week. I'm not too freaking concerned. But, like, if he did, like, tweak it again during the game, then, like, that's definitely a worry.
Yeah, it's... That's what I'm sort of worried about. Like, I know it was precautionary and it was definitely sort of good to see that they were doing that, especially in a game that was already, you know, won by that point. Pretty funny to see Lachie actually sort of argue the point though. Like, he just wanted to keep playing, but it's just in his best interest. Just don't, man. We've got a massive game coming up here. We need you for that. I'm hoping he should. I feel like he should get out on the paddock on the G on Friday night, but Thursday night, sorry, but we'll have to see about that one. It's I did read something a bit earlier today that he's still yet to be actually test for it or something like that. Go through like the process of actually being able to play despite being pulled, but yeah, he should be okay, man. I have he's a man that takes care of himself, you know, so he should be good. But not too much to really say about this game anymore, man. Like it was just a good sort of comeback game for it, honest. And I understand it was North Melbourne, but at the same time, it was just so much in what they were doing and the way they carried themselves and just the way they overall played for, like, you know, outside of that, you know, 10-minute patch or so in the middle of I think it was like the third quarter, as you mentioned. But just outside of that, man, amazing stuff. And obviously, if they play like that against, you know, most teams, they should be able to get done. But sometimes you got to bring your best for the other ones. But I'm a strong believer that our best will beat anyone's best. We just need to be able to play like that. But do you have anything else from like the game or anything you wanted to share? Like, was there any like sort of funny things you saw from any North fans or like meet any new like Lions fans or, yeah, just any stories from the game that you have?
Here's the thing, like North Melbourne, like saying, oh, it's only North Melbourne, that only gets you so far. Cause like, look what happened with Sydney and West Coast. Like, Sydney's a good team with some very, very good players and they almost lost to West Coast. Like, yeah, they were down at halftime. Like, you know, like, and we beat North Melbourne by 70 points as we should. Like, that's a pass mark for a team like us. Whereas like Sydney, like they failed spectacularly. Like they almost fucked it and West Coast let him off the hook through one way or another. Like,
adding to that as well, like every other team that North Melbourne has played so far has given them a fair shake, and we were the first team to just completely flat them for all four quarters. Something I find was very important with this win in this game as well, because I'm just seeing so many people say it's only North Melbourne, which is why I'm sort of reiterating the same fact, because I know we had a response we had a response to our sticker on our Instagram the other night at Main Event Pod, by the way, go follow. And someone was just like, it's only North, calm down. And it's just like, dude, like, I understand that, but there's a lot of other like reasons and perspectives with this. But yeah, sort of continue what you were saying, man. Sorry for cutting you off.
No, it's all good. And like, they have some very good players as well, like Sheezel, Larkey, LDU, fucking Greenwood, like, yeah. There's a lot of good talent there, and like, they're coached by Alistair Clarkson. Like, he's won 3 flags. Chris Fagan is technically 1-0. Like, the numbers don't lie in that department. And like,
yeah,
they've got a lot of pieces there. So it's not like they're just like dog shit. Like, this is not 1996 Fitzroy. Like, they've got a lot going for them. They just haven't got it going yet.
Yeah, that's it, man. Like, They've got a few, like, they've probably got another year or two probably down here. You need some of these guys to get the obviously the experience and just a bit of age under him as well, some size. Like, Sheezel's going to be absolutely insane. You know, he's already crazy, but like, give it a couple years and let him develop and mature, and he's going to be one of the like the biggest stars in the league for mine. And you know, LDU you can make the same case for as well. I know he's a little bit older. I don't know his exact age off the top of my head, but you know, just impressive. They got very impressive midfield, and yeah, people just shouldn't take it so lightly, man, because they'll get you. Like, we saw them get Freo last year. We saw them get a couple teams last year, and it's just like Hawthorn of last year, man. They got us at the MCG, you know. So it's just like, any team can sort of beat you, and sort of proves your point again with West Coast and Sydney, because that was West Coast had a game for on that day. They had a pretty big field day, but I want to move on to sort of like the future of Gather Round here. So obviously it's a big talking point right now because of the like idea that the AFL is floating around of having three Gather Rounds in one season. Like, what do you think of that idea? I know you're someone who enjoys traveling, you know, for footy often. So how does it, how are you, does that make you an idea? Yeah. Is that an idea that makes you excited?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm. And like, I'm worried, like if they tamper too much with Gather Round, they'll ruin it. Like the whole point, the fact that it's like all in one city for one round in a year, that's kind of like the whole point.
Yeah.
Because like otherwise you get a fucking Gather Round every other week in Melbourne with like four or five games at MCG and Marvel. Like it's if you do it too much, like it'll dilute it and water it down. And like I think having it in Adelaide, I think is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like look at Magic Round in the NRL. Like do they talk about, oh, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that? Like nah. No. Like they just leave it in Brisbane and have it once a year and it's all sweet. Whereas like now Andrew Dillon, he's a real ideas guy. Like his last idea opening round was fucking shit. And we're still seeing an actual effect on the competition now with like teams having to have buys next week and this and that.
Mm.
So the fact that he's like talking about doing this bullshit to Gather Round, like I should expect no less, and I hope it gets shot down because goddamn, like that's fucked.
Like I'm appreciative we have a CEO who sort of like he gives a shit and he wants to try new things. I appreciate that, but fuck, it just seems to be like some common L's lately, you know what I mean? Like
but there's trying new things, and then there's trying new things, and then there's just like fucking with pre-existing things for no reason, and like that's what he's been doing so far. And I think like he needs to like relax a bit. Like there is such a thing as being too progressive. There is such a thing as being too conservative with how you grow your league. But like there is got to be a middle ground where you leave well enough alone and divert your attention to other stuff, like organizing the 20th team, organizing a new fucking Gabba, organizing digging West Coast out of their hole.
Yeah, just trying and, like, to improve the
stuff
league
like that. Yeah.
It's sort of a little concerning. Like again, as I said, I do appreciate it, someone trying new things he's not scared to, but fuck me, like yeah, opening round has been an absolute travesty. Like at the time I was for it, because it's like we get to see our team play earlier in the season and earlier in the year, just to add all. So I was appreciative for that 1 week, and then once that game passed, I was like, holy shit, this is actually stupid. You know? It's just I don't know, man. It does worry me what he could end up doing in the future. He could, like, at this point, the 20th team is so necessary, and it's just like knowing that this guy is going to have such a big say and part in where the license could possibly go. Which, for my mind, it's almost like any sort of state will cause any of the 20th teams like is going to cause some sort of a problem. It'd be sort of interesting to sort of see from Andrew Dillon's part, like how he would sort of deal with all this. Like, I don't know. He seems a little unpredictable, especially with how he's going to, you know, with the future of the league. So it's interesting. And I don't want it to change too much either, man. Cause you know, we like our league, how we like it. You know what I mean? Like, most AFL fans and footy fans are traditionalists. You know, that's why, outside of the business reasons, it's why most people you'd speak to about footy are probably for the MCG hosting the grand final every year because traditions. And Andrew Dillon seems like the type of guy who would try to put his paws on that as well. But, you know, that's subjective on whether or not it's a good thing. Obviously, it's staying in Adelaide for the next couple of years, which is probably makes a bit more sense. You know, it's good to have it in a place where, you know, it's been successful before and it seems rather central for most of Australia. But I guess where would be the next place you'd be having it? Because for me, it's Tasmania, no doubt about it.
Well, why do we have to move it? Like Magic Round is in Brisbane every year. Like I think if we keep it in Adelaide, like every year they'll get better at it. They'll get into a groove of like where shit's happening, where what infrastructure needs to be put in place, and like it'll become this great thing. Like they're gonna do games in the Barossa next year, maybe. Maybe they do, instead of Norwood, maybe they do a game out of Glenelg. Like they can make it so people get to experience more of South Australia and more of Adelaide instead of just like the same little area plus like a suburban ground in the middle of bumfuck nowhere in the Adelaide Hills.
Mm.
So I think they, if they keep it in Adelaide, they'll give themselves an opportunity to like really make it into something. They'll be able to grow on the idea and make it better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely like a perspective I haven't heard that anyone that I talk footy with brings. So it's definitely a fresh one for me, man. Like it's actually just like a very good point that sort of South Australia can kind of own this whole thing and sort of make it their sort of, you know, yearly spectacle that they do in the state that brings in all these travelers. And I guess it's for me, like my idea is with it sort of changing every year after it's finished in Adelaide for the next two, three years or something like that, as they have left on it. It's sort of like, so all of the states can sort of have that same opportunity, probably minus Victoria, because they've got to gather around every fucking week anyway. But I feel like just it would be cool, obviously, WA, because I live in Perth, obviously. Brisbane and Queensland would probably be like the most interesting one, given, you know, how rugby league centric it seems to be from my perspective. But of course, then you bring up the good point, like, why does it need to move? I didn't even know that Magic Round in the NRL even didn't move around. I thought it was actually going from, like, you know, Brisbane to Sydney and shit every year, but I'm not a big NRL guy, so that's a new one for me anyway. But
I have to know about it because I live here, but like, I don't know it by choice.
So have you like been to any, like, do you go to Magic Round games or like see any of it when it's over there?
No, I don't. It just happens and I just like ignore it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I would too, man. It's not my cup of tea. It's not for me personally, but each their own. Yeah, man. So future gather round seems pretty interesting, dude. Like, I don't know how I feel about it sort of being permanent, but I also do actually heavily agree with your point. I think it would actually be amazing for the state of South Australia. And as I said, it's still central for everyone for the most part. So yeah, to be decided, I suppose. Now, I want to sort of get back to what our result was with North Melbourne and sort of looking forward here. Obviously, a massive opponent against the D's on the MCG Thursday night. You know, that's the big... it's a tall task, but we've done it before. And in a final, mind you. Do you think our season is back on track after this game with North Melbourne? Or do you think we need to really just see a bit more, which might be the obvious answer?
I think we need to see a little bit more. Maybe... depending on how this week goes, even if we don't win, like if it's a good enough effort, yeah, and we can leave that game with some semblance of dignity, like that's encouraging. Like, yeah. If we do the basic shit right and just game plan wise, we fall over or just through some shit ass luck, like the last time, like, well, no, that last time wasn't bad luck, but like a few things didn't go our way.
Yeah.
Combined with like the bad, tactics in the last couple bit.
Yeah.
This game could have a lot of effect on us going forward. Like, I'd argue, like, if we don't lose that Melbourne game last year, we don't make the grand final. Yeah. Because that loss really made us, like, from a coaching standpoint, take a step back and like reflect. And I was listening to Chris Fagan in round 23 when we beat Collingwood at Marvel, and that was like the first instance where I was like, oh shit, we might actually be a contender here, because like We weren't really traveling that well after Ashcroft did his ACL, you know. So I was kind of thinking like, season's over, like we'll just have another year out of the top four and just do whatever. But then we bullshitted our way into the grand final out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So like, this game, like we're listening to Fagan after the game. He's like, well, like I botched that game against Melbourne. So like, hearing him say that, hearing him admit that, I've never heard him talk like that about himself before. So like, I think this game is going to really have an impact on us some way or some form, whether it be a win, we get our season back on track, supreme confidence for GWS next week, or if we have a heartbreaking loss or a flogging that makes us like take a step back and really like reflect as a playing group. Whatever the case may be, I think the ramifications from this game will, regardless of outcome, be considerate.
Yeah, for sure. It's a game I'm definitely nervous for as well. It's going to be a massive task, but I do think as well, like, we've done it before, and yeah, like that, as you said, we had a strong win, obviously, late in the year, and we had like a sort of a decent run, because we played Melbourne at the MCG last year, and we actually looked very convincing for probably like 3 out of 4 quarters. Obviously, dropped the ball, let him come back in, because I thought the game was won in the third quarter that night, and it was a very massive gut punch. And I remember after that, like, that was sort of what, you know, switched us on, and you know, the rest was history, as you obviously described and, you know, spelled out for us. And I just don't know if we have, like, I know that our best can do it, like, no doubt in my mind we can take it to Melbourne any sort of time, but it's just, I don't know, there's something nervous in me. I don't know if it's just my lack of confidence since the first three games, and obviously, you know, the North Melbourne game gave me a massive part of our confidence back and reminds me what team we are, like, you know, who are the Brisbane Lions. That game sort of reminded me of that again, and I'm just hoping they can bring it again this Thursday night, because it's definitely something that I'm confident if they do and they're on the same page, you know, this on that evening, and they can, you know, play together and with so much energy and just get the job done. Like, I firmly believe we can actually we can absolutely beat them.
Definitely, definitely.
It's, I don't know. I think it's just it's down to them at this point, and it's probably from here on out going to be a mental game, because I don't know how they're going to feel and react to playing on the MCG again since the grand final. Like, are you concerned at all with that factor?
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, I don't know how they'll react to it. Like, from a realist standpoint, I don't think it'll have that much of an impact, just because, like, it's just another ground. Like, they've had heartbreaking losses there before, and they've backed up the next game to get right.
Yeah.
So I think they'll, knowing how they responded to the grand final loss pre-opening round in the preseason, like, I think it'll be something they try to embrace and, like, really grab by the balls, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like, it's a massive time to, like, prove themselves, you know, and just say, no, we're not like this fucking, you know, bottom 10 team that you're all sort of thinking we're going to turn out because of our first three games. Like, this could be the game where they sort of say, we're fucking back. And, you know, we're actually back. Like, yeah, we you know, kicked North Melbourne's shit in last week, but we're also going to kick Melbourne's shit in tonight. Like, it could be absolutely, like, you know, the start. Like, North Melbourne are good for playing teams back into form, and that's what I sort of love about, like, the timing of that game, because we've got a really tough fixture coming up. And imagine if we didn't get to play North Melbourne and get back potentially back into form. You know, I think we've got, after this, I'm gonna have to get our fixtures up real quick. I know we've got GWS coming up, I know we've got Geelong coming up, and I think as well another
Coast, I think, game. As well,
I think you're right, yeah, because we've got Geelong after this, then GWS, and then
we have
Gold Coast, yeah,
Gold Coast, and then Adelaide, Crows, and then Richmond at the Gabba. So
yeah, so the next three games are pretty tough after you know, starting with this week. So being able to get at least a couple of these games, like a 2 out of 3, I'd be pretty happy with. Even a 1 out of 3, I'd be, yeah, I wouldn't be over the moon with, and it's not my first choice, but it would be, is what it is at that point. And to lose all of these games, we'd be looking at a 1 and what's my math, shit, that's what it is, probably like a 1 and 5, 1 and 6 start. So, which is not what we need this season, especially when we are trying to get back to the grand final and get the job done. So, yeah, fuck, man. Like, I assume you're going to be watching this one in Brisbane, not going to be at the Oval.
No, I've got my cousin's wedding this weekend, so I can't really travel. So,
yeah,
I'm going to be at training that night, so I'm going to miss the first half. But yeah,
save yourself the stress, man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, man, if it goes like shit, then at least you could, like, you know, you'd have to sit through the mess. Like, I'll be sitting here stressing my balls off. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I mean, probably a good thing you're not going to the ground, because this would be a pretty stressful game, man. This is one of those big time games that I feel like the Lions they usually often surprise us with stepping up in, man. And I think as time has worn on in this successful run, we've sort of become more consistent with stepping up in these games and not letting the moment sort of shake us. But just with that recent form, man, and the confidence they had probably prior to North Melbourne, I'm just hoping that doesn't creep back up. I hope they take what they had in North Melbourne, bring it this Thursday night, and they'll be absolutely sweet. So it's going to be a tough one, man. Do you have a final prediction for this one?
Lions by 1. Ooh. I think that'll probably be, I hope it's close. It could go either way, like Melbourne by 5, Brisbane by 5 and or less. I hope it'll be an even contest, or I'll also accept a Lions flogging, but I don't think that'll happen at all.
Yeah.
As long as we don't get destroyed, as long as we can, like, hold our head high at the end of the game and say, you know what, we did well and we just fell short. Like, the fucking, it's not like end of the world type shit.
Yeah, that's it, man. Like, it's just too early in this piece too. Very early in the season. So it's just, I just want a good close game and a Lions win if possible. But at the end of the day, as long as they show up to play and actually have a crack, that would be the least I can ask for. especially at this point in the season with, you know, all the adversity they've been facing over the past few weeks. So big time to prove it. And for me, it's probably going to be, you know, my final prediction. Probably, yeah, Lions by probably about six would be nice. You know, just get a steady goal ahead, maybe seven just to keep the icing on the cake. And I don't know, a close victory always feels much, much nicer than a big flogging unless it's against a massive team. But I think in this instance, you know, being able to win such a tight, close game against a team like Melbourne, I think would be an absolute statement for the Lions. So something I'm definitely excited about, man. It's an exciting but very nerve-wracking game. So we'll see how we go on Thursday night. Definitely just looking forward to seeing Kyle Lohmann back in the team. Fingers crossed. Sort of just moves on, like sort of near the end of the show here. It's a bit of a short one, but of course, you know, it is. There's not too much to really unpack out of a 70-point, you know, flogging your opponent. Just a good time all around. But we're getting to that point, man. So before I do forget about it, though, because I think I have forgotten this last week was our, or the week before was our main event of the week. So of course, I definitely just want to probably give this one out while we're here. So who have you got for yours? Who was your sort of standout?
Well, I think we did do one last week, but really? I can't remember. I think it's a mix between it's a tie between Joe Danaher and Kyle Lohmann this week.
Yeah,
Joe, because like he just played superb. He could have had like 10 goals if he kicked straight.
Yeah,
Kyle Lohmann, because that was a game that we desperately needed as fans, and he desperately needed as himself to like really like build upon and like grow as a player instead of just becoming like another guy who plays in the VFL all the time. Type thing.
For sure, man. It's definitely Joe for me. He was absolutely great. You know, he had his 20 touches, you know, 5 goals, 4. Just a good Joe day out. Obviously, or the Joe show, as they all called it. And obviously, he pulled up for me in AFL Fantasy, so hats off to him. But, dude, I just want to say as well, it's Dan Zorko, 28 disposals. I'll let you think of that as...
It's crazy.
Take that as you will. yeah, we just before we wrap the show up, though, of course, I just want to talk maybe just a bit of footy as it is, man. Like, obviously, you enjoyed Gather Round All Round and all that sort of stuff. There was a fair few good games, man. But after sort of, you know, what are we, 5 rounds in? 4 rounds in? I don't know. Opening round is really fucked in my head with this.
Technically speaking, we're 5 rounds in, yeah.
Yeah, so who are you feeling, man? Like, who's a standout team for you? Or what are you feeling about the season so far?
Right now, it's GWS as the favorite, I think, for sure. I'm not 110% on Carlton just yet. Especially because they kind of got like bailed out this previous game against Fremantle to a certain extent. They did well to put themselves in that position where they could win the game in their forward 50 late.
Yeah.
But they did get a bit of a rub of the green towards the end there. But right now it's either probably GWS, and if depending on how Carlton go the next couple of weeks, probably Carlton as well, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm not exactly like won over by Carlton yet, just because like it's never been like convincing unless it's been against like sort of a bottom tier team. I think they've only played one of those, being, you know, North Melbourne, and they're able to sort of run away with it after, you know, pretty grind, a bit of a grind to get there in the first half. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just not convinced by Carlton yet, man. I think for them, they just need to have a like big statement win on an actual good team, and none of this like close game bullshit, because it's sort of just getting... I don't know, it's getting a bit sketchy for mine, and it could just be a bit of luck too, and of course a bit of rub of the green. I'm a firm believer of this conspiracy theory that the AFL is just trying to win them a flag this year. They got their wish with Collingwood, and they're going to get it with Carlton now, so strap in and let's hope that's not the case. But yeah, for me also, yeah, GWS looking great. I'm not convinced by Freo one bit. Unfortunately, sorry Freo fans if you're listening. But yeah, GWS are just such a standout team to me right now, man. They're actually very fucking good. And it's quite scary to think, because we're going to be playing them in Canberra soon, so next few weeks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be pretty interesting. Yeah, I don't know what else got here, eh? Sort of a shorter one, as I said a bit earlier, but, you know, it's just big 70-point flogging. It feels good. Do you have anything else you want
to... Relief, man. It's a relief. That's all I have to say. Yeah. Like, it's just a relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, we will be back this coming Monday, as per usual. Obviously, this is once this is going up, this has been recorded the same day. This is going to be an instant one. So you get us twice in the same week, technically speaking, you know, twice within 7 days. So that'd be cool. And hopefully it's a podcast about a massive win over Melbourne at the MCG. And we'll have fucking probably a lot of awesome shit to say about that if we can get the job done, man. So good luck for Thursday night. It's going to be a big one. I'm shit myself, but I'm looking forward to it as well. Of course, as well, just check us out on our socials at Main Event Pod. You know, all of our socials down the bottom here, but at Main Event Pod is where you're going to find our main sort of socials platform and everything else Main Event related. Of course, we'll be back next week. Till then, see you later, and good luck for Thursday.